This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as you may have heard, T-Mobile and Sprint may be one step closer to a merger. Why this could be for real this time, after these tech headlines. Samsung will start selling its foldable screen smartphone by September, following a delayed rollout earlier this year after tech reviewers found structural flaws. Samsung promised it had dealt with the issues by altering the device's top protective layer, strengthening the hinges and adding extra display protection. Called the Galaxy Fold, the device, priced at nearly $2,000, promises to offer a radical design shakeup for smartphones, which, as you may have noticed, retained a similar look for over a decade. Friendly reminder that just days before the planned April 26 release, some tech reviewers unknowingly peeled off a top layer of the device's display, thinking it was a protective cover. Samsung says it will release its Galaxy Fold in select markets in September, but didn't specify where. The Wall Street Journal's Timothy W. Martin covers it all at WSJ.com. The Journal reports that a trade feud between Japan and South Korea has prompted groups representing Silicon Valley to warn an escalation could wreak long-term damage across an already buckling global supply chain. American trade groups have written to Japan and South Korea, emphasizing that global supply chain relies on efficient delivery of components. The two nations produce semiconductors and displays that are indispensable for services and gadgets made by the likes of Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. This week, the American Chamber of Commerce in Korea added that a protracted dispute will, quote, have negative implications globally, end quote. Coming up, looking into what a T-Mobile and Sprint merger means for a new digital landscape. The Journal reports this week that the Justice Department is poised to approve T-Mobile's merger with Sprint under a plan designed to create a new wireless carrier. It will do so by handing assets to satellite TV provider Dish Network. Let's get some more understanding. Barron's Nick Jasinski has more.
The assets include some wireless spectrum and Sprint's prepaid phone business. A deal is seen as necessary to secure approval for the proposed merger. It would satisfy the U.S. Department of Justice, which wants to keep the wireless industry competitive with four national U.S. wireless carriers. Dish already has a sizable spectrum portfolio and would also use new T-Mobile's network for several years while it builds its own infrastructure.
And according to Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krauss, this deal has potential after a long history.
This is a deal that is on its third round. And this time, one of the differences is you have a Justice Department that has taken a very hands-on approach to brokering a deal. There has been a desire to create a viable fourth carrier. And that is the divestiture plan that is proposed at this point that the Justice Department is likely to bless would create something like that under Dish. And what's interesting about that is that Dish was initially a deal opponent and now has a seat at the table and has been part of these weeks-long negotiations on what T-Mobile and Sprint will have to give up and give to this new entity in order to secure regulatory blessing.
As far as how things will change down the road, we may see some things sooner than later.
What it will do is it will see T-Mobile acquire Sprint. It will then have a subscriber base that sort of starts to rival what AT&T and Verizon each have in the sort of postpaid world, which means customers who are on longer contracts and pay their bills at the end of each month. It will shed the Boost prepaid customer base and some others to Dish, which then could maintain it as a prepaid brand and try to retain and add new subscribers there. It could do that and then start a postpaid service of its own that is branded under Dish. So it's unclear what form that consumer wireless company is going to take under Dish, which itself has ambitions of building out an Internet of Things network for enterprises and all sorts of connected devices. So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Sarah Krauss. For the very latest, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.